NBA analyst, former NBA executive Stu Jackson is with us. Hello, Stu. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bob. How you doing?
Good, pal. So we're a little short on time. We apologize for that, but we'll get to as much as we can here. And I wanted to get your analysis of the Toronto Raptors situation. Masai Ujiri had the news conference yesterday and implied culture change, and nobody really understands exactly what that means. Supported the future of the coach, and then, you know, made that contingent on certain things. He's in a tough position, but is the toughest part of this, as a guy who's been through this, having to hold a news conference 36 hours after you got swept? Isn't that the real problem, that he hasn't had time to really think it through?
Well, listen, I mean, the fact that he feels obligated, and I agree with him, to get out amongst fans and at least let them know what he feels about the status of the team and its future, I think is admirable. And the fact that he did it shows transparency and shows some leadership on his part. I read his comments, and, you know, I obviously know Masai and know his character and his integrity. And I think what he's saying is the following, is that, listen, he's unhappy with their performance, the way that they ended the year. I mean, historically, this franchise has been a winning franchise, of which both he and Dwayne Casey have been a major part of, and it's been successful. But reading between the lines, I think he's also saying that, you know, our goal is to be successful in the postseason, which we haven't been. Our goal is to win a championship, and currently the way that they are constructed, maybe from a player personnel standpoint, but definitely from a style of play standpoint.
Well, that's it.
There
yeah.
needs to be a change. And I think that's what's been his focus. It sounds like, listen, he and Dwayne have talked, and that they're in agreement on some things and agree to change going forward.
Well, you've coached, and Bob and I had a disagreement on this yesterday, Stu, and that was, can you really, as a general manager, go to a coach and say, I want you to change style? Isn't a coach going to coach the way his philosophy believes the game should be played?
Not necessarily, and because I think the better coaches in the NBA can adapt, styles, systems, foundations offensively and defensively to their talent. Case in point, take someone like Eric Spoelstra in Miami, and look what he did this year, playing a completely different way than they usually have. And they took a group of players and they were successful. I mean, that's adapting to your talent. I think Greg Popovich over time has not always played the same way. I mean, they were this, ball movement, 3-point shooting team. Now they play inside. I think that coaches, if they're worth their salt, have the ability to evaluate their personnel and develop a system and a foundation to allow their players to flourish in that system based on what they have. And obviously Masai is saying that's what needs to happen here.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I think Casey was doing what he could with it. If Masai wants them to play differently, he better get some other guys. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, it depends how they want to play. I mean, currently, the way they're constructed, they're primarily, a one-on-one dominated team. And that's evidenced by the metric that they rank and have ranked in the past few years as one of the lowest teams in the NBA in assist percentage. Bottom line, that means that they don't share the ball. The ball doesn't move. It doesn't move
no kidding.
Side to side.
Yeah, we watch them every night. We know this, yeah.
Yeah, right, right. And what they've relied on is great one-on-one play with Lowry and DeRozan, and they're now saying that doesn't work, and they need to play a little bit different way and perhaps get that assist percentage up, get the ball moving side to side, and, they have to make the evaluation. Do they have the players to play that way? And that's really for them to decide.
Well, but what do you think? Do you think that Lowry and DeRozan can convert to a different style and be effective?
This is what I think about great players, of which I think Lowry and DeRozan are. Great players can adapt to anything, and that's been proven time and time again. If they get a coach that is demanding that they play a different system, a different way, and they can sell them on that system, that they would still be able to be successful offensively and defensively, players like Lowry and DeRozan can adapt and will if they're sold on that idea.
Based on your observations, will Lowry get plenty of offers as a free agent? He says he's going there.
I think so. I mean, certainly, you know, there's a market out there for a guy like Kyle Lowry. You know, certainly they're going to be concerned a little bit with some things in his past, like, you know, his propensity sometimes to gain weight in the off season. But I think those
concerns He's been pretty good at that. Yeah, he's been pretty good the last couple of years.
Yeah, he's been really good at it and really shown that he's able to be professional and take care of his body. And listen, when he's right physically, he's one of the better point guards in the NBA. So, yes, I think there's a market out there for him.
Stu, we've only got about a minute, and this is probably a too complicated question, but would it be a sensible or logical strategy to say the following? Nobody's going to beat Cleveland for the next 2 or 3 years because of LeBron. Therefore, we are going to develop a strategy that maximizes where we are in 3 or 4 years and plan for that. Or can you do that in the NBA?
Sure, you can. And listen, I mean, Boston just did it at the trade deadline by not doing exactly that, not making a trade, realizing they need to keep what they have, rely on free agency. You know, this offseason, the fact that they will have one of the top three picks in the draft and other picks to go with it to continue to build, you know, over time in an effort to try to, you know, catch the Cleveland Cavaliers, which right now are the gold standard. If Toronto decides to do that, you know, they're perfectly capable from a leadership standpoint to design a strategy from a salary cap standpoint to do that. And if they elect to go that way, I think that's fine.
Stu, we thank you as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, I wish we had more time. But yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.